that you have to also consider their opinions. Look at the
Oh,
internet, looking at
we
me.
have to debate you.
I come of very strong personality. I'm also learning to accommodate people. Yes. Please.
Self-awareness is
It's
key.
very key, yes.
My name is Joy. I am one of the co-hosts here. It's been a long time since we sat here, all of us, right?
Sure.
Why are you not excited? More excitement, please.
We said yes.
We said yes.
But
Please.
welcome back to.
Sorry.
Okay. Apologies taken. Welcome back to our podcast. We are Global Tech Sailors. We talk about tech and anything tech. So today we are going to take a break from the normal tech conversation, and we just want to sit down and kind of think of how our 1 year has been. By the way, we are turning one, right?
Yay!
Mm-hmm.
24th. Yeah, we're turning
24th
one.
February.
Yes, so we wanted to take some time to just think about how our journey has been. But before that, I'm gonna give a chance to our very own beautiful ladies. So please, from the left.
Okay.
Tell us
I'll
who
be
you
starting.
Are.
What do I have to say exactly? My name? What else? What do I do?
Whatever you want us to know.
Okay.
It's a free space.
It's
Don't
a free
worry.
space.
Yeah.
Is it a safe one?
Is it?
Okay. My name is Mwikali. I like being called Mwikali. What do I do? I am a software engineer. I am a data analyst. What else? I am thinking of going into mobile. Maybe I will, maybe I won't.
Where? We are surprised.
It's the thought that counts, guys. Somebody said in tech you have to try everything. But yeah, I'm just a software engineer, data analyst. What do I like doing during my free time? I like writing music. I'm thinking of bringing
right?
back my rap career. So yeah, that's me basically.
Wow,
Kilonzi.
I don't have talent, but it's Faith Kilonzi.
Faith is a nerd.
And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm a software engineer. I am also a student. Yeah, I'm doing my master's in big data technology.
Yay.
But then, when is that ending?
Yeah,
when are we graduating?
Yeah, please, I'll be sending my graduation wish list in terms of gifts and everything. I'm actually in the final leg of my master's. I'm doing my thesis currently, and I'm suffering. But my topic is very exciting, and you guys will get to know about it. It's something about airlines and airline efficiency in fuel. And
I saw you read. You're the person who wrote the document about airline stuff. I saw it.
Please. All those things will come up. I will
you are
very soon. Very soon, we'll talk about it. Very soon, and yeah,
I'll go for you.
Mm-hmm.
We are hoping to fly to London.
Yes,
soon.
Mm-hmm.
Next,
thank Dearest you,
lady.
I am Diana Mongina. I am excited. I am an year older.
Happy birthday, Diana,
and wiser, and
Happy
and
birthday
all the
once
good
again.
Things.
So we celebrated Diana's birthday. Please subscribe to our channel for the sake of her.
I'm grateful to be here today, and we were introducing ourselves. So I'm Diana Mungina. I am a data scientist and a mental health advocate, also a co-founder at Paid. Please check out Paid Technologies for your gig payments. Thank
you.
You
know,
we
are supposed to
thank you for
to
listening.
Charge you some money.
Yeah,
it's okay. It's all right. Good to know you. Happy birthday once again.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. So we get straight into.
Who are you?
I am Joy.
What do you do?
No. I am Joy.
Okay.
You're a co-host. Okay.
Yeah, I'm a co-host here.
Mm-hmm.
So I want us to get straight into the topic, and I want us to go a bit from where it started. Rather, why we thought we need to start GTS, how it started generally. So who wants to tell us the story on how, rather, why we started?
teacher. But anyway, why we started GTS? So we were in a WhatsApp group last year, and we were basically discussing, we were talking about toxic work environments, especially in the tech field. So we were discussing of how some of us might be overworked, yet the pay is not matching the amount of work you're doing. You find other people complaining about the quality of work they give, but it's not reciprocated in terms of pay. So we thought, why not start a podcast that basically focuses on tech, and we get to talk about the tech environment, we get to talk about all the fields that are in tech. And yeah, these four smart ladies you can see over here, we decided to come together, and we were seated at a restaurant when we were coming up with the idea, sometime like this last year, February. So yeah, we sat down, we decided, Rona Jo was our secretary. I don't know if she still is, she didn't want that position anyway. So we got to write what we want for our podcast, and we started thinking about things like, where do we shoot, how do we start. And I remember Kilonzi was the one telling us, let us start, we will figure out as we continue. Like, Kilonzi was just there pushing us. Let us start, we will figure it out as we continue. And as you can see, we continued and we are here.
The rest is history, as they say.
Yes.
She I need to send those flowers for the visionary person. Let's go, right?
Yes.
She forgot a very important point.
I know what
with the name
knows.
Global Tech Sailors.
Oh, I am
and
sorry.
It was my birthday celebration.
Yeah, yeah. Actually,
I'm the one who came up with the Sailors Arch of the
Global.
I'm entering global
right now.
Everyone did something. Relax,
guys.
Oh, we're not saying, well, no, it's not a competition. We're just,
yeah,
we are
just giving ourselves.
Hey, the way you guys are letting them know
is it's very important.
It's violent.
It's very important. Yeah, it's very important that we also say it's actually the same week. It was Diana's birthday.
Yeah, actually, it was her lunch.
We had gone to celebrate her birthday.
You and I were not invited, though.
Yes, we were never
invited.
Wow.
I was taking her out, Basi.
Yes.
And we just tagged along.
We just said we have to force issues.
Correct.
Because in this life.
And who knows, man? I think they wouldn't be here if it wasn't for us.
You know.
Forcing things.
Yes.
Okay.
Anyway, it was over Diana's birthday lunch celebration. So that's a good thing that it shows it was born out of friendship. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
And hunger.
Yeah,
the Hunger Games.
So, why did we start? Or rather, what was the vision of? I know you talked about, Miriam talked about us. First of all, started out from the toxic corporate environment, but for us, we had to sit down and kind of replan. So maybe someone can tell us on what was the vision of us starting and what is our vision actually? What are we working towards here at Global Tech?
Our visionary friend, please.
I think when we started, it wasn't really much on we didn't have a vision. We just wanted an outlet, I would say.
Yeah.
We wanted an outlet for let's sit down, let's talk, because I think that was not the only conversation we've had about tech and all these things. We used to work at the same place.
Yeah.
And we would hang out a lot more. And sometimes we have free time and we were just talking. Someone is bragging about what they're building, others are showing new tools, new resources.
Yeah.
So it's just a good way of let's talk about what you guys are using. So we are looking for an outlet to just share what we are learning ourselves and what we could discover more. So for me, I would say our vision from the very start, and I don't think it has changed that much except in writing, is for us to be able to share knowledge with the world and also be able to push ourselves to learn and expose ourselves to what is happening in the tech industry.
Yeah. And so far, would you guys say we have been able to achieve that?
Of
yes.
course!
We have. So I think that's generally, or rather, our vision to impact knowledge and specifically
tech.
In tech, because we realized, I think that when you look back at your, or rather when I look back at my journey, there are things when I was starting, I wish I knew, or rather I wish I had someone who told me, you know, if you do this and this, you get there faster.
Yeah.
So I think that's was our all impact. So at this point, I would want Diana to tell me, how do you think GTS has impacted you as a person, or rather, what? how?
I wanted us to review our first episode.
For the guest.
Yes, I think know. No. Like, can you remember when you started and how we shot the first episode? I think it would be important to just talk about that, how it happened, because it's not that we didn't shoot the same day we discussed. We said it was 24th of February, and we were like, okay, we'll start. Fine, we came back home and we created a group. Then we came up with a couple of things and started discussing episode ideas. Then we settled on a day. So on the D-Day for shooting, what was running through your minds?
Yes. Good question. Good prompt.
I think I was anxious about starting out. I was like, wow, with my small voice.
I remember.
We had to edit Mogina's voice.
And amplify. Yes, I remember.
I will like being a podcast, but I never had imagined myself being a podcast. I always knew, it's only because influencers. And I'm a very big fan of podcasting, guys. So.
But you never imagined yourself on the other side.
Someone will be listening to me in a podcast.
Yes, yes.
So well, I was very anxious, but I told myself, you can do this, because you are the queen of doing things that you never imagined.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Let's give it an amen.
Yeah.
I think for me, I was excited. I was quite excited.
We could hear it in your voice.
Actually, the funny part is when I look back to my, I had written some visions, or rather, quite back before we started in 2022, and one of them was start a podcast. So it really came to manifest. So for me, I was quite excited. I love talking. And I enjoyed this, so again, excited, quite excited. Yeah.
You're here for me?
Yes.
I think for me, it was more of, I was excited and confident, but I was also anxious because this is something I like doing. Not to brag, but people say I could be a news anchor because of my voice. But anyway, maybe now this was another avenue for me to be able to do this, because maybe I wasn't able to do news reporting and anything else, but at least now I get to talk for a podcast. And then also, the anxious bit comes in with how would we do, like, uncertainties. We didn't know what we are going to be doing. I remember we didn't even know things to do with mics. Like, it was all over the place, so figuring that out was quite a challenge, but we did. So
for me, I don't think I was anxious. I was also excited. I was more excited than anxious.
The talkers.
I think also, actually, what I was worried about whether is, because we were shooting in my house at the time, I was worried whether you guys will find breakfast.
Wow.
I remember boiling eggs and all those things. So I was more concerned about, they're coming to my house.
I have to prepare breakfast.
So I was more worried about how you guys will find my house and less about the content. But also, I was also worried about the environment, because I used to live near the road and motorbikes would be passing and we have to pause and all those things. So
noisy neighbors
and but it was, I think I was very excited when it started. Excited.
You're not excited right now.
We were talking about then. Of course I am excited.
She is very excited. It shows. That is
clearly.
She has a colleague.
Right, so at least we have come to think of, rather meditate upon our feelings then. So maybe we can move on to the question I had on how do you think GTS has impacted you as a person.
I think I have grown. Less nowadays I'm less anxious. I don't even really think about today's shoot day, okay. Nice. Mm-hmm. We'll go and shoot. Like it's something normal right now. It has also helped me become a very good researcher because you have to research on the topics.
You can just come and tell us things that are not there.
So you get to learn outside software development, outside data. Mm-hmm. So after understanding data, there are things that we converse that are not really related to our day to day. So you get to also learn about that. Also, I've also gotten a chance to meet people that I never knew I'd meet through the podcast, and just being able to speak and talk about things. I was not doing that before. That is growth, and I'm grateful.
Wow, we are happy you're grateful and you've grown, actually.
Madam Gratitude.
Yeah. What about you, Faye?
So for me, I think I've grown too as a person.
We have also grown as friends because there are times we have conflicts, deciding things, and what? We really, it's always very bad.
And
not
Mugina
so
has
bad,
had to sacrifice.
And I've had to sacrifice a lot in this team. They should be taking me to London this year. But yeah, we have also grown as friends emotionally and
in the way we handle conflicts.
The way we handle conflict
and
in the way we communicate to each other.
Yeah.
Because I don't think we were friends. It's true.
No, friends.
I don't think we were friends.
Yeah.
You were not my friend.
Me was Jay's friend.
Me, Sissy, we were friends, yeah. Marcy. You guys were colleagues. Seems you are colleagues.
Please, let me reserve my comments.
Can I explain my point? I don't think we were as close as we are now. That's my point. Initially, I used to see you guys at work. I met you guys at work.
Yeah.
I know her from high school. We had never talked a lot more before then. We used to say hi to each other at work and all that, or maybe collaborate on projects, but it was never that
But me
close.
And you, all of you.
Yeah, there's a difference between
knowing and
being close.
To them.
But I think I was close to you and you.
Choice.
Close to
Let's move, please. I know where Joy is going.
You don't need to force it. But the point is, it has helped us also grow individually. And also, like right now, when I know I need something, I can call Mungina instead of calling Mikali, or I can call you instead of calling this person. Like, I know who to go for what. And even within ourselves, we know, okay, if we want to shoot an episode on this one, or if we are thinking of going into this direction for maybe the next episode or the next initiative, we know this person is best placed to lead it, this person is best placed to lead it.
Sure.
So in terms of our individual strengths and weaknesses as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's... Individually, I think I've also grown. I come of very strong personally. I'm also learning to accommodate people. Yes.
Self-awareness is key.
It's very key, yes. And I think it has also forced me to push myself to grow because I believe that you can't really give what you don't have.
Sure.
So I always feel the need to push myself at work, beyond, to just make sure that I have content for the next episode. Please, in that regard, please subscribe and share our podcast.
Thank you for putting in that request. Mm-hmm. So about you, Mikali?
I think I've really learned a lot in terms of technically. I think I'd start with technically.
Yes.
Because when we were starting out, I had to figure out how to do audio editing, something I've never totally done.
Yeah.
And I had to just teach myself. Like, it was through Murky Waters, me downloading different softwares that are free. Mm-hmm. Let me emphasize on free.
Yeah.
So that I will be able to edit our podcast, which was, I think, Nice.
You did a good job.
I tried, right?
You have, no,
even
you
if
have
it
done
had,
a good job.
Even
not
if it
trying.
Had, it had some noises, I think, in the back. But
I think we've had, those are some of the best episodes we've had because lately they haven't been as great.
And also, as an individual, I think I've also learned to express my opinions in a way that accommodate others. Because, again, I might be very strong in the way I express because... I think before I was the type of person, if I say something, it goes. But then now you realize that you have other people that you have to also consider their opinions. Look at the
readers. We have to debate you.
Exactly. So you have to accommodate other people's opinions so that at least you come up with maybe something more tangible. So it has been a series of growth, both emotionally, financially. Financially, we are getting there. Technically, psychologically. Yes, so guys, again, subscribe so that you get to 1,000 subscribers and we start
getting paid,
monetizing our content. So
So I think for me, I would say I have grown. First of all, we have this space pushed us to be content creators. Something that is okay. We see people kina Asia dance there, and we think this thing
content creation is easy.
And now I was pushed to be here and push things, create content so that we can push our brand. You guys, give respect to those content creators. It's not as easy as it looks. It's not. So has really grown me in terms of also the fact that you have a brand, you have to, again, constantly keep learning. You have to push for the brand. And even in times when you feel like you're giving up, you remember you told people to subscribe. So now how do you start giving up? But yeah, I think I've also really grown. So I think one thing that is common is that we have grown. We are not the same people we are when we are starting.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's good. So yeah, tomorrow growth.
You have not become famous.
Diana is famous.
Wow. Well,
yeah.
You say you are famous.
I stopped.
Oh, okay. She's not famous.
She's now looking for money, not fame.
I met someone who was like, "Oh, I've seen you in a podcast."
For sure.
Yes,
in
the supermarket. Somewhere in Mutawala.
For real.
That's interesting.
In the tech events that I go, "Oh, Diana." No, panga surprise.
When you went for the GDG, yes. Yes.
Oh. Hi, Diana.
And then you wonder.
We have so many people watching and they're not subscribing because the numbers are not matching.
They will subscribe.
We hope.
So maybe we can talk about what are the challenges that we have had so far. And as we speak on challenges, please tell us how have we overcome the challenges. We just don't want to tell people we have problems, Uko, and we didn't come up with solutions. So what challenges did we face?
Our
journey.
I think I'd want Kilonzi to start that one.
The main challenge is money. As the accountant of the team, I think when we started, we were just like, let's go. We will discover things as we go.
Yeah.
And so far, we've had challenges with regards to production.
Mm-hmm.
When we started, we were shooting from my machine. Then we moved to, that was purely audio, actually like 10, 12 episodes of audio.
Mm.
That was very good, well edited by Mukali here, and it was good. Then we started moving now towards scouting for locations, scouting for productions, and
we've moved.
So I think it's one of those things that we are still trying to figure out how we are going to go about it, but still on that, I think, it's a big challenge, but we the more we try out new places and also figure out the cost of production, everything is one of the things, and we're also hoping that we get endorsements and
partnerships
that help us thrive in that aspect.
But God has been faithful.
He can
afford.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
We are rich. I didn't know we were that rich by the way.
How much have we spent since we started? No, that's for us. They don't need to know.
That's also a challenge because initially, For people who like budgeting here,
yeah,
we
know them.
I think they didn't know they could budget to include our podcast, but they are here.
Yeah. So it's been intentional, quite intentional from, let's say, all of us, because we believe in the brand and what we have. Mukali, what challenge do you think we have faced, and how did we... How we overcome
I want to bring a very controversial topic. So again, about coming up with content, like coming up with topics that you're going to discuss. I think we normally have those dry, what are they called? Is it dry seasons or dry? Yeah. That's a very strong word.
Dry.
He's not. But we normally have those dry seasons where we are trying to come up with content, and it's kind of like you have a mind block or something. So I think Mongina and... Is it Mongina and Kilodzi? I don't think I'm normally that creative. I try. But with coming up with content, again, the aspect of research really has come up, because we kind of like have to take feedback from people and see how we kind of like have to mold the feedback that you're getting so that you may be able to curate content. So again, as you said, content creation isn't easy, because you're here releasing episodes bi-weekly. So you kind of like have to think, even when we are from here, we're going to start thinking, what is the next thing that you're going to be doing? So that constant, let me say, production or constant thinking of what we are doing next is kind of like it for me.
I think we had talked about it. It's not really a challenge, but it is also, it could be a challenge. We are different people and
different personalities.
We have different personalities. And just,
but can we all agree that we are all very strong-willed?
Yes.
Yes.
Bro.
Good. Don't. More strong-willed.
Mongina would start.
Correct. No, I think that's actually our biggest challenge.
Especially with how she looks.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh,
I hope you guys are getting the very well for her.
That's not
the
word.
She might make us cancel the episode because she's not like very visible or anything.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's true.
Mm. Yeah, so that bit of when we come to make decisions about things that we need to do, our strong opinions tend to make it very difficult. So what's up in a bucket to a pukitiongeleza? Because now we
because we cannot agree.
We can't come to a decision until we create a poll and the many
votes
win. Someone will just be there looking sad, but you'll be happy the next minute.
I know we made you sad.
Yeah, very sad.
But
and I'm still
you're
sad.
Still here. You know, for the brand.
Because
you ice cream after this.
Yes,
I think another challenge is time. We all work full-time jobs outside of this podcast.
Yeah.
So it's very difficult. You guys work together, yes. But we're also running other things on the side that are a lot more. And it's very difficult for us to get time to even shoot, agree on a time.
Hey, go to church on Saturday.
This is a sabbatical woman. She's also wondering how she would go to church on a Saturday and all that. So it's a lot, it's a
sabbatical.
Seventh-day Adventist, sorry. Yes, so the time factor is a challenge.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we might even be invited for events and we are not available.
Yeah.
Yeah, but okay.
But you have been creating time.
You have been intentionally creating
time.
That shows you.
If
I wanted to say, see Valentine's in a Peter.
Yes.
If that person
wanted, they would have.
They would. I would want to take a bit of what you said about our personalities. At the same time, as much as we have very strong personalities, I think they are different aspects of us that make us mix well. For example, Diana's, I'll call you the choosy queen, but that means you're assertive. You know what you want in life, right? For Kilonzi, you're very, like, I would say, strong-willed, or rather, you push.
When she wants something.
You're an ambitious person, so I think you push us a lot, and again, that's quite good. Mikali, very committed.
Aww.
I think you go. You're very dedicated.
Employee of the year.
You're very dedicated. I think you run a lot of errands for us, and again, shows
deliver
that you are,
please make her busy.
Yeah,
she needs to be busy.
So, and so for those who don't know, Mikali is in charge of our merchandise. We have t-shirts, we have mouse pads, we have bottles,
hoodies.
We have hoodies. So it's very important for us to, for our audience to support us through purchasing our merchandise.
Yeah, yeah.
Basically, you see it here on the screen and also under the description for you to order and we'll deliver. So Mukali has been doing a lot of that.
And yeah.
So,
if,
again,
if you want to see Mukali, please buy our merchandise. She'll
deliver. She will deliver for you.
Hey.
I might not do the delivery, but...
No. She will deliver, guys.
She will deliver.
Correct.
I think for me, I get this a lot. My sister tells me I'm a very nagging person. I can be on your case.
I think. No, let me rephrase that. She asks the hard questions. Rona will ask you a question and she'll be like, guys, what did you say about this? So,
I think also that aspect of Rona helps also sometimes. Sometimes it can be very we settle on this one, why are we going back? But it's also like, oh, we actually didn't think about this aspect of it. So maybe let's go back and sit down and do it. Which is good.
Again,
I think our positive attributes really come into play.
Exactly.
For the success of this podcast, I was thinking, yes, decision making can take longer, but when we make the decision, it's quality.
Because we are quality makers.
Yes, quality. And you have like pieces of everyone's superpower. She has her own superpower in making sure that this has to go. So when we write contracts, please, Diana will be the person that makes sure that it's followed up to the latter.
Yes.
This lady will be able to ask the client so many questions to make sure that we deliver what they need.
Exactly.
And also keep us on there. I think I'll look for the opportunities also. But we can be in charge of that production to make sure that it scripts.
Quality.
So again, a very good blend of everyone's personality. So last prompt. I want now you everyone to take us one or rather parting shot of something you would want, something that this journey has taught you that you would want our audience to know. Yes. Let's start with Madam Miss Chusi. Yeah. Assertive is the word.
You can do anything as long as you put your mind to it. Yeah.
Wow. Motivation for the week. Thank you.
Short but sweet.
Yeah, short but sweet. What about you, Faith?
I was reading this book. It's called I'm a Badass.
You're a badass.
Hey.
She has been working with it for two weeks.
You're not done.
Chapters.
You started reading before me and I finished
this
it.
This one is long.
It's not. Say, I also read the same book.
You're also reading the same book.
I
she
read
finished.
It.
I'm
doing
my master's and working full-time job.
Okay. Let's move on. Yeah, Kali.
We do a lot of banter. Please don't take it personally.
But I was listening.
You are listening.
Yeah.
Listening is faster. Reading takes time, and I also like highlighting and those things. One of the things that she mentioned was sometimes you keep thinking about something that you want to achieve, and it really you spend so much time
thinking
about what if or where will I get this, where will you get this, where you get this.
You should start.
Just start. And I think we have a perfect example of just start. The rest of the things you figure out as we go. We are still figuring it out. And it's exciting while you're doing it. So we are actually living an exciting life because we are figuring out. I don't know how my life will look like without this podcast.
Oh, that's deep. Oh, it's me. Okay, Mikali.
Dramatic people.
Wow. But anyway, I think I'd put together what the two of them have said, and then friends make it easy. Like, when you're doing something with someone, it kind of like makes it easy. Because I'm trying to imagine maybe if I started alone, I wouldn't be here right now.
Would have given up.
I would have, trust me, I would have, because
teamwork.
Of the challenges. Yeah, teamwork is better.
Makes the dream work.
Oh,
wow.
I'm intelligent, I know.
You are.
I bring the vibe.
But anyway, yeah, so friends make it easy, and as Mungina said, teamwork makes it work, so yes.
Yeah.
For me, I will say again, I think I'll circle back to what you've said, because I think if for me, with my overthinking mind, I don't think I would have started.
Mm.
But you guys pushed me. You were telling me, I was thinking, we need to have cameras. We need to have, but no, we can't start. But you guys said, no, we start. So again, circling back to what you said, just start. You figure it out as you go. And the other thing is, it's better, for example, right now we are at a very good place to go market ourselves, because we have something going on, rather than going to tell someone, you know what, I have a dream. I am thinking of doing this. But we have already started, so it makes our stakes higher. So please, just start.
Yeah. So you'll figure it out as you go. You should have the product.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Other than that, thank you so much for listening to us. We hope that you'll keep liking our content, subscribing, you know,
following us on social media.
We are Global Tech Sellers in all platforms: Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, everything. So
Spotify,
paid HQ. Please follow and use the platform.
We'll be rating Mungina after this.
Mm-hmm. Other than that, it was a nice episode, and see you next time.
Bye.
Yeah.